Continuing our theme of protests and political actions, a narrower theme, but certainly a passionate message in response to the Bank of America's decision to charge people for using their debit cards for purchases, a monthly fee of $5. It caught the attention of a lot of our listeners, and it caught the attention of Molly Catchpole from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
This Bank of America decision caused you to basically do something unprecedented in your political life. You've started a petition movement. Can you explain?
Sure. Well, I went to the petition platform website, change.org, and I wrote up a petition, and I launched it online. I tried to get it out on Twitter and on Facebook, and within a couple of days, it had thousands of people, and it's up to about 225,000 signatures right now.
It's possible one of those is our listener here.
My name is Wendy from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Regarding Bank of America charging or planning to charge their customers $5 a month to use their debit card, I wouldn't even use my debit card, and I might change banks. They have a lot of nerve.
Molly Catchpole, the idea that Bank of America has a lot of nerve is not news, but the notion that you would change your bank or stop using your debit card, those are concrete actions, maybe even more concrete than a petition drive. Why didn't you consider just changing your bank?
Well, I thought it would be good to attack this on a couple of different fronts. So number one, of course, would be changing banks, which I've done. I'm at a community bank right now in D.C.
Molly, can I ask you a question? Molly,
I mean, starting a petition is a great way to have hundreds of thousands of people be able to sign on and express their outrage if they're not able to switch banks, because not everybody can do that easily.
Well, Molly, that's a question that has come up on our program. How hard was it for you to change your bank? And we'll talk about the petition in a moment.
Well, you know, I'm fairly lucky because my student loans haven't kicked in yet, so I'm not too tangled up. But it was difficult. I had deposited a rent check about a week before. I had a couple of, electrical bills and internet bills kind of wrapped up. And I was worried about overdraft fees.
Interesting. Well, we reached out to Bank of America and invited them to talk about the fee and about this idea of a petition drive. They declined, but a spokesperson did tell us, "We intended to implement the fee back in 2012. We had a lot of questions from customers. We're doing our best to answer all of them. We've been implementing our call center, trying to explain to customers what the fee is about. We've done more than any other bank," this B of A official said, "to explain what our fees are. We've been making changes to explain what those fees are and how they impact customers." Not enough for you, though, Molly Catchpole, right?
No, not enough. I mean, they can explain it as much as they like, and I think people are just going to be upset about it.
What do you think the 200,000 people will do besides signing your petition?
What did I do beside it?
What do you think they might do besides simply just signifying that they're outraged?
Hopefully change banks. I mean, if they're able to do that, changing banks would be great. I'd love it if they could write letters and call Bank of America.
Has Bank of America talked to you?
Yes, they have. I actually spoke to an executive earlier this week.
And how did that conversation go, Molly, before we go?
It went all right. I got the feeling that if enough people kept calling Bank of America and leaving the bank, that they might reverse the fee.
200,000 calls. That might have an impact for sure. Those are the number of names on a petition that Molly Catchpole started against Bank of America. Molly, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Sean.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.